Hi, this is Beth Jones Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear more from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. Well, Happy New Year and Happy New Decade. Yeah, it's the beginning of 2020. We just stepped into maybe the beginning of the new roaring 20s. Well, the beginning of a new year offers us seemingly endless possibilities, doesn't it? You know, a time when most will make resolutions or set new goals. You know, it's a time that many of us think of starting something new or making a change in our lives. A recent survey in Inc. This Morning newsletter reported that about 60% of us make New Year's resolutions, and about 8% actually are successful at following through with them. You know, of the top five resolutions that they noted, three are about health issues. No surprise. Number one is diet. Number two is exercise. Number three is lose weight. Those three we probably could have named without even looking at the survey. Number four probably won't surprise you either. It's to save more money. And number five is to learn a new skill or a new hobby. Well, I don't know about you, but I've frequently set goals in each of these areas over the years. Some I've been successful in, others not so much. I found, though, that the more specific I make my goals and the more I track my goals, the more success I have at achieving my goals. But the greatest motivator in seeing our goals achieved, or in seeing any kind of fresh new change occur in our lives, is to have a clear understanding of why we are making the change. What purpose will achieving this goal have on our lives? Purpose creates motivation. Let me say that again. Purpose creates motivation. It helps us to know why we're doing something. You know, losing 10 pounds is a good goal, but without knowing why, and I mean a really meaningful why, then those 10 pounds will usually find their way back on. The same is true in our businesses, our work, our relationships. If we want to set new goals, if we want to see change, we also need to be clear about the bigger purpose behind those goals. Losing weight or saving money, or hitting a business goal, or starting a new habit are all good goals. But more important is the bigger purpose for them that goes beyond that one goal. Knowing your bigger purpose keeps you motivated, and it also keeps you from getting restless or frustrated or worried when setbacks or challenges pop up in the midst of our pursuit of our goals. And we know that can happen. Setbacks and challenges are so often a turning point. Either we decide to press on, push through the challenges, or we acquiesce and quit. So, if we truly are going to be satisfied and successful in life and business, we must be clear about our purpose. Why what we do really matters. You know, the prophet Isaiah wrote about this, and it's recorded in Isaiah 26:3. Isaiah 26:3 in the English version says this: "You, Lord, give perfect peace to those who keep their purpose firm and put their trust in you." Let me read that again. In the English version it says, "You, Lord, give perfect peace to those who keep their purpose firm and put their trust in you." Isaiah 26:3. Now, maybe you have it in the NIV, or maybe you memorized it in the past in the NIV, something like, "You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you." Well, a steadfast mind is one that has a clear, firm purpose, one that trusts in God. So let's make our verse for 2020 about purpose. Isaiah 26:3. "You, Lord, give perfect peace to those who keep their purpose firm and put their trust in you." You, Lord, give perfect peace to those who keep their purpose firm and put their trust in you. Isaiah 26:3. Let's let it guide us to see beyond short-term goals and look toward our true purpose. And to kick off this year of purpose and our focus on purpose, we will begin a study of Rick Warren's book, The Purpose-Driven Life, on our next call. I hope you'll join us on Monday mornings at 10 o'clock East Coast time. If you're not able to, be sure you listen in to these podcasts each week and grab yourself a copy of Rick Warren's book, The Purpose-Driven Life. The subtitle is What on Earth Am I Here For? Oh, that is a book and an answer to a question that you absolutely want to know. What's your purpose? So join us starting next week. So thanks for listening, and I pray you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live, First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.